You're listening to another episode of The Zag. It's our bonus episode featuring our 2019 NLC LA Engaged Fellows. Daniela Urbina is here. Excited to chat with her, see what she's up to, see what she's working on. So let's not waste any more time. Let's get to it. All right, Daniela, you have a very interesting job, but I'm not sure how to summarize it or encapsulate it correctly. So when people ask you what you do for a living, how do you usually answer that question?
So when people ask me what I do for a living, I usually refer to the Office of Diversion and Reentry, where I am a program manager. I work to implement programs to support people who are exiting jails and prisons across the county.
And then what's the most challenging part of that job? What's the most rewarding part?
The most challenging part is that there are a lot of stakeholders in the county that are doing this work, and our office is new. You know, the Office of Diversion and Reentry was founded in 2015, and the reentry piece only came about a year and a half ago. And so we are building out new programs and having to sort of find our place in the already existing infrastructure of reentry in LA County. And the most
rewarding part.
The most rewarding part has honestly just been getting to see how, you know, our programs and the money that's being invested to our programs have an impact on the clients. You know, we recently went through and did what we called our 6-month assessment on one of our main programs, which is intensive case management services. And we got to speak to some of the clients who have been impacted by this program. And so many of them are just so grateful that there was someone there, you know, when they exited jail and prison, who could help them navigate the system, you know, whether that's the employment system or the housing system in LA, or even anything as simple as getting a driver's license or a social security card. I mean, they were just so grateful for everything that we were able to provide them when they exited their institution.
Yeah, I was going to ask, because I feel like your background was a little more political.
Yes,
and then you ended
up
in a role. Yeah, you ended up in a role like this. What kind of ways has your political background served you well in the job you're in presently?
Yeah, I mean, you know, my political background taught me how to be very scrappy. You know, when you work on campaigns, it's kind of a do whatever it takes to get the job done, right? There's no roadmap. There's no rule book per se. I mean, there's a couple of rules, right? We all know that community organizing is important. And there's a lot of things that you have to do to get people to vote for you. But a lot of times you are given not a lot of resources, and you just have to keep going regardless of things that are thrown at you. And with this reentry work, I mean, we are really sort of staking our claim in the county in this world of reentry. And so I've gotten to use some of those skills, you know, being innovative and being able to change at any moment. You know, one minute we think our program is going to expand, the next minute we think it's going to shrink. You know, so everything's always changing, and working with new partners, I think the skills that I got from my political background have been very useful in forging relationships as well.
And then you're unique also in that you're born in LA and raised in LA. And most folks, as we know, are transplants here, came here a little bit later. What do you feel like has been the most interesting and surprising change for you over time in the city?
Yeah, I mean, for me, it's been the change in downtown LA. You know, I was gone for about 10 years. After I graduated high school, I went to school on the East Coast and then kind of was doing campaigns after that. And when I came back, I remember I would tell my mom and my grandma, hey, I'm going to, you know, go to downtown LA and I'm going to hang out at this coffee shop on 8th and Hope. And my grandma and my mom would be like, what do you mean the coffee shop on 8th and Hope? There's nothing there. Like, no, you should come to downtown. It's a totally different place. But I mean, growing up, you didn't go to downtown LA. It wasn't a cool place to be. So, you know, just seeing those changes for better and for worse, I think that there has been, you know, negative impacts of that development as well. It's been really interesting, and I'm interested to see how we tackle the challenges that have arisen from that development, but also, you know, think about some of the positives that have come from it as well.
Yeah. And then last thing, you know, we met for the first time about 2 weeks ago with the Engage group. What were your thoughts on that experience? What kind of things are you looking forward to as we meet up again in February and go through the rest of the spring?
Yeah, I had a great time at our Engaged group. You know, I'm not sure I knew what to expect. The topic was Hollywood and diversity in Hollywood, and that's not something I necessarily I'm always thinking about in the work that I do. I don't really even watch movies that much, to be honest, or even a whole lot of TV. But I actually thought it was a great conversation. It was a great conversation to have in that space with such a diverse group of people with different perspectives. And I'm really just looking forward to getting together again and getting to know the other people in the engaged cohort, because I think that everyone just has such a unique perspective and unique work experiences that our conversations are just really engaging and always very insightful.
Great. Well, listen, we're excited you're in the group, and thanks for your contributions so far. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag, a bonus episode. Make sure to catch up on all of the Engage Folks episodes. You can find that Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, all the places where you're getting podcasts. They're short and sweet, so make sure to download and listen. So until next time, take care.